much about dancing. That's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them. I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night. Hope one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. Folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all step aside. They have a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. Goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat 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 goes on and I'm so wrong. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. Together now, with my very own digital clothes. Hey, all the eyes here tap open to show you my chains and a spoonful of my nose. Well, I am a relic of things. That's what you'll probably say. So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. Buy you a drink. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you must be an Italian. Love your nails.
His favorite phrase was out of sight. He had an Irish setter. It was a single bar on Tuesday night. The moon was dim, the band was tight. What a splendid sight. Her teeth were white. The drinks were cheap. It was ladies' night. It was glad that we met her. She was an office girl. Her favorite group was they discussed the weather. Honey, honey, baby, don't go on a man like me. Honey, honey, baby, don't want a man like me. Honey, honey, baby, don't want a, baby, don't want a, baby, don't want a man. but she was a lonely sort, just a little too short. Her jokes were dumb, and her favorite sports were hockey in the winter. He was duly impressed and was quick to suggest any sport with a pop had to be about the best as he jabbed his elbow in it. Later on they went off to where the music was soft. The candles were drippy, they saw a real hippie who delivered their dinner. The rice was brown, and soon they found that the crowd around that had jammed the room, well, it seemed to be getting thinner. And honey, baby, that's what a man like me. And honey, baby, that's what a man like me. And honey, baby, that's what a man like me. Baby don't wanna bed. He took her home to a motor first. She would not kiss him. He tried to ignore it, but it made him angry. He called her a slut, a pig, and a whore, a bitch, and a cunt, and he slammed the door in a petulant frenzy.
A petulant frenzy! She was a petulant frenzy! And petulant, and a hairy frenzy!
On the sofa she weeps. She weeps and she weeps. She weeps and she peeps through the curtain. He just got in his car,
but the battery's dead.
So he has to use the phone, and she gives him some head. And that's the end of the story. And honey, baby, don't want a man like me. And honey, baby, don't want a man like me. And honey, baby, don't want a
from the side of your mouth. Roll it
over. Breathe it down. Here come the crazy screaming sound. So we'll go down his ass. Keep it greasy. So we'll go down his ass. Keep it greasy. So we'll go down his ass. Roll it over and grease it down. Down. Down.
Oh,
Some take the Bible for what it's worth, when it says that the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, I heard that some sheep have fought losers in last week, and you suckers ain't getting nothing. Is our mama really wrong if you wander around with a napkin on, with a bell on the stick, and your hair is all gone? The geese shall inherit nothing. See, your life's a bomb deal. You're against the wall. You ain't even got no deal at all. You know what you do, what you don't. It just means okay.
feeling kind of good somewhere.
You can see it anytime when you get the squint. When you're down as in your mind, you're so big, it's so tiny. Every cloud is silver liney. The great escape for all of you.
Living a whole, whole world. just a few on the cheese. And they act like they all have some great expertise. They told you rock and roll, get off Sammy, please.
Went to the show. I thought you were cool, but you're really too low. So stay where you belong. On the end of David's song. And suck it good and strong. To help your job along.
Fuck all you writers with a turn in your hand. I will be more specific so you might understand. You can all kiss my asses because it's so grand. You best to stay away.
Hey, 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 yo. There's a phone call to vote. Better help fill that corner now. You're getting the shit, bro. Better suck a little harder or the shackles won't grow. And I don't need your thumb. So on your knees you fall, to sell yourself in town, and suck it till you're down.
Suck, mole. Just sit down there and suck. A little napkin for your knees, perhaps? Thank you.
wondering why should they know that we like you all too. But as for the sucker who will write the review, his mind is free and so,
mind is free and so,
he'll put down his pants on,
put down his pants on,
and go and have a squat on the cosmic utensil.
It's good for you, good for you,
really, really squat on the cosmic utensil.
Good for you.
Until you ride on the cosmic utensil.
It's good for you, good for you, good for you.
Hey, give it all you got on the cosmic utensil.
Thank you. The name of this song is Dynamo Hum. Couldn't say where this is coming from, but it's this melody, Dynamo Hum. Roll on over, said, look at mom, I got a $40 bill, says, you can't make it come, the way this can't do it. She made a bet for the sisters, a little bit dumb, you can prove it any time, old man was dumb. I don't mind, but you call me a bum, but I knew right away, so it's really gonna come. So I got down to it. Whipped up a boomers and stiffened my thumb, and applied rotation to a silver plum. Poking, stroke, and the rest got numb. Still didn't hear no dynamo. No dynamo, huh?
Dynamo, huh? Dynamo, huh? Where's this dynamo coming from? I'm gonna spend 3 hours and ain't gonna run from the dynamo. Dynamo, 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 dynamo.
Got a spot that gets me hot. You ain't been to it. Got a spot that gets me hot. You ain't been to it. Got a spot that gets me hot. You ain't been to it. Spot that gets me hot. You ain't been to it.
I can't get into it unless you get out of here. I gotta get out of it before you get this weird. And I can't get into it unless you get out of here. And I gotta get out of it before you get this weird.
She looked over at me with a glazed eye and some bovine perspiration on her upper lip area, and she said, now get this. Just get me wasted, and you're halfway there. Cause if my mind's tore up, well then my body don't care. I rubbed my chinny chin chin and said, my, my, my. What sort of thing might this lady get high upon? The $40 bill didn't matter no more. When her sister got naked and laid on the floor, she said, Dynamo might win the bet, but she could use a little if I wasn't done yet. I told her just because the sun won a place in the sky, no reason to assume I wouldn't give her a try. So I pulled on her hair, got her legs in the air, and asked her if she had any cooties in there.
What do you mean cooties? No cooties on me!
She was buns up kneeling.
Buns up!
I was wheeling and dealing. She surrendered to the feeling. She started into squealing. Dynamo watched from the edge of the bed, with her lips just twitching and her face gone red. Some drool rolling down from the edge of her chin, while she spied the condition her sister was in. She quivered, she quaked, she clutched at herself. Her sister made a joke about her mental health until Dynamo finally did give in, but I told her all she really needed was some discipline. That's when I said, kiss my aura, Dora, because it's real Angora. Would you all like some aura right here on the floor? And how about you, Fauna? Do you wanna? All right, clap your hands this time. Five, two, three, four.
Couldn't say where she's coming from, but it just been a little bit dynamo, huh?
Roll on and say, look at mom, I got a $40 bill, says you can't make me come. You just can't do it. She made a bit for the sisters, a little bit dumb, so you prove it any time, I'll make this come. I don't mind, but you call me a bum, but I do run away, so really, come on. So I got down to it. With trouble from the system of my thumb and applied rotation to a sugar pump. I poked and stroked and my wrist got numb, and you know I heard some dynamo, huh? Dynamo, huh? Dynamo, 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 dynamo.
Oh, you're tired, right? You're really tired. You can't sing along with this song? All right, let's hear it then.
Dynamo! Dynamo!
Dynamo!
Dynamo!
Dynamo!
Dynamo!
Dynamo!
Dynamo! Dynamo! Dynamo! Dynamo! Dynamo! Dynamo!
dun, dun.
All right, look. I know it's getting late. I know you're standing up. Your feet probably hurt. You're really tired. You can hardly wait to get out of here. I know. Really, I'm sorry we kept this for so long, you know. There's probably something really good on television. You want to go out and eat a hot dog? I'll tell you what. We'll play one more nice, soothing, calm, cool, and collected kind of a song for you people to relax to. The name of this song is Black Napkins. Thank you. Patrick, Adrian, Tommy, Terry, Peter, Ed. Good night. Then you hear these little lips up next to your ear, and he says, I'm in you.
Breaks.
You ask them, where's my motor?
Well, it was eaten by snakes. you can stab through the spit, but they won't be fixing it.
They're lying and lazy. They can be driving you crazy.
Swear to God, they got the most.
It's my job, will somehow be finished by Friday, Frankie. Well, the whole damn weekend, give it away.
I'll buy some acid, Bob.
You know what? I took too much once. But then they charged me double for Sunday. Well, you know, no matter what you say or do, they gonna cheat and rob you. And then they'll send you a bill that'll get your senses reeling. And if you do not pay, they got computer collectors that'll get you so crazy. Do your head goes through the ceiling.
With a paper knife, all we got is American made. It's a little bit cheesy, but it's nicely displayed. Well, we don't get excited when it crumbles and breaks. We just get on the phone and call up some flakes. We rush on over and wreck it some more. And we are so down the line.
you. We're coming to get you. We're coming to get you.
Go of it now.
Don't you eat that yellow snow.
Oh, right about that time, people.
hole. A bird rapper who was strictly from commercial.
Strictly commercial.
And the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo. Started into whipping all my favorite baby seal with a lead belt snowshoe. With a lead belt snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said peekaboo,
peekaboo,
with a
lead
belt.
Lead
with a lead belt snowshoe. Said peekaboo,
peekaboo.
He went right upside the head of my favorite baby steel with a lead belt snowshoe, and he hit him on the nose, and he hit him on the fin, and he went baffling, and he. Boy, you know that got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. Whereupon I proceeded to bend down, reach down, bend down. Reached down, got down, and scooped up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. And then I proceeded to rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people at Culver City, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes, the vigorous circular motion. Rub it. Then I pounced, and I pounced again. I jumped up and down on the chest of a googly moogly, I injured the fur trapper. Well, anyway, this silly son of a bitch with the parka had the deadly yellow snow crystals dingling and dangling off of the little hairs near his eyes where I rubbed it on in there. Oh, he was hurting all right. The vapors that exuded from the aforementioned crystals had reddened the tissue right near the, had fucked his eyes up and he couldn't see nothing. That's when he looked around and he said, I can't see. He took a dog dew snow cone and stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog dew snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. Oh, and I can't see. Well, girl. Oh, the poor fur trapper. Well, he deserved it because of what he did to my favorite baby seal. And it was at that precise point in time and space that he remembered that ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as the result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Manuk, yes, it actually says this in tiny little Eskimo runic characters, ladies and gentlemen. If anything bad happens to your eyes, you have to get them fixed up by trudging across the tundra. My left mouth, trudging across the tundra down to the parish of St. Alfonso. Patron saint of the smelt fishermen of Portuguese extraction. And once you arrive there, you're supposed to break into the pantry at the rectory and seek and you shall find the mysterious margarine, which will provide the cure for the irritation to your optic tissue. And now, it's time, speaking of optic tissue, time for Ed to play the lick that takes us down there.
was totally chenille and her old man was a marine.
Well,
and she abused the sausage patty.
Bitty bitty patty bitty bitty patty.
Oh, she said, why don't you treat me mean?
Get off the bus.
Well, I stole the margarine.
Really?
time to plead. she don't change those evil ways, I'm going to make her bleed. She can scream and she can holler in her head all along the wall. If she don't give me what I want, she gonna have no head at all. She fooled around too long. She's fooled about love, love. I don't care if she fooled around too long. Are you mad and getting beat up? Are you beating and she is gone? Thank you.
Thank you. Frank Zappa.
Hey.
How you doing?
I told you I was going to be here, and I'm here. Wasn't easy, but I made it.
Yeah? How was the gig tonight?
It was very good, and it was very noisy, and it was quite lively, is what it was.
Yeah?
Yeah, very lively. In fact, it looked like an Aerosmith concert.
People really got into it.
Yeah, they got into it. Yes. And because I'm so late getting over here, I figured I would try and apologize by bringing along one of the cassettes that was made off of the mixing board at the concert.
Okay.
And if you can do it, this was the opening of the show. For those of you who didn't go to the show, this is what you missed, and for those of you who did, this is how the show started.
Thank you.
time tonight. Well, guess what? We are too, you know what I mean? Now here's the deal. I want to introduce you to the members of our rocking teenage combo. Please, pay close attention to this. Check this out. This is Vince Colaiuta on drums. Arthur Barrow on bass. Patrick O'Hearn on bass. Tommy Mars on keyboards. Denny Wally on guitar and vocals. Peter Wolf on keyboards. Ed Mann on percussion. All right. Now, before we continue, I just want to repeat a couple of other safety precautions, you know, because... Now look, I want to have a good time, you want to have a good time, but I don't want anybody hurt while we're doing it.
Sounded like it was getting pretty rowdy then.
Well, at that point in the show, we still had people that were hanging from the rafters all over the building. And we were trying to tell them to come down because if they were to fall, not only would they injure themselves, but anybody underneath of them would have been mashed, so...
Jamming up against the front of the stage.
Yeah, it was really packed in there.
Sounded like it was fun. Well, welcome back to Boston, and welcome to BCN. It's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah, about a year.
Hey, what's happening with, you have a, there is a new album, Frank Zappa album. I was going to say you have a new album out, but what is happening with you and your record label? I've heard conflicting stories about who's doing what with what.
Well, what's happening right now is I have about a $20 million lawsuit against Warner Brothers and my former manager. And Warner Brothers has insisted on releasing tapes which they do not own. They haven't paid for the tapes, nor do they have mechanical licenses for the compositions that are contained on these albums. If any of you have seen the Studio 10 album, look at it, you'll see that there is no information about who wrote the music, who publishes it, or who's playing on it. This is just purely a case of a record company saying, sue me.
But who did write it and who did? Well, who owns it?
I own it. I wrote it. And I also paid to have the tapes made. And I delivered the tapes to Warner Brothers and they didn't pay me. And they've got the tapes and they're releasing them. See, that's what's happening.
Sounds a little shaky.
Yeah, it's a little shady. But Warner Brothers, you know, in spite of the fact that they have Bugs Bunny for a logo, they're not a real cute record company. They're really bad people.
Really?
Yeah, bad people.
Nasty. Sounds like the subject for a good song, actually.
Well, probably several good songs. But anyway, let's not dwell on that. The
All right.
future lies ahead. I've made a deal with Phonogram to distribute a new label called Zappa Records, and the first release on that label comes out in January.
Is this music that you were playing tonight, is that from the release in January?
Oh, that particular thing right there, that's just the vamp that we play when I come on stage. I come out there and just play guitar a lot in the beginning of the show, and then after they settle down a little bit, then we start playing songs.
When you get them off the rafters and back in their seats.
Yeah, when it's calmed down.
Well, this afternoon, we thought you were coming up this afternoon, and there was... people kept calling up and wanting to know what was going on.
Well, should I tell them?
Yeah, tell them what happened. And then we got some questions, because people were calling in with questions.
Okay, we were playing in Springfield last night, and when I found out how close it was to Boston, I thought it was stupid to drive to the airport in Springfield, take a plane, and then drive here. So we decided to take a bus. So we got the Peter Pan bus company to pick us up. And meanwhile, our road manager is trying to call the promoter of the concert here and tell him that we're not going to be on the plane. And his line was busy all the time. We couldn't get through to him, and so he didn't know that we were coming in on a bus. And furthermore, I didn't find out until I got to town that I was supposed to come here to do an interview. We took a bus from Springfield at 2 o'clock, got here at 4. I got off the bus. A girl in the lobby of the hotel said, "Hey, you're supposed to be on the radio." I said, "What?" And we had an hour to change our clothes and get back in the car and drive out to do the sound check. So the hour goes by, and there's no limousines at the hotel. There's been a complete mix-up. And I found out after the limousines did get to the hotel that the promoter had showed up in this special car for me, this ancient, restored Rolls-Royce limousine with woodwork. It was really beautiful. He just bought it. And he had been waiting at the airport for hours for us to get in. He'd been sitting there with wine in the back of the car and, you know, all that kind of, show business sleaze.
Oh, God.
And to make it even worse, you know, Russo is from Providence, and he had driven up from Providence and just made it to the airport in time to meet the purported plane. And when it didn't come in, he was really worried. And he started calling all over the place, and, you know, there was no way to let him know what happened. But it turned out okay. I finally got to the radio station. We finally played the concert, and here we are.
There you go. Hey, well, what do you think of the new pope?
The new pope? Well, if there's one thing that we've always required, it's a Polish pope.
A Polish pope? Do you have any Polish pope jokes?
Not yet, but I'm sure that I will accumulate them in my travels. Mm. You know.
Well, we got a couple of questions that people called in earlier on today. One question, last year cuts from the Leather 4 records on Mercury, is that stuff being released?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's tied up, it's all tangled up in that same lawsuit.
The same lawsuit?
Yeah, it's a gigantic, humongous lawsuit involving a lot of stupid people.
How much material of yours is involved in this lawsuit?
Ten sides.
So the equivalent of five albums.
Well, one double album and three single albums.
Where are these other two single albums? Were they ever released?
They will be. I'm sure Warner Brothers is going to try and put them out. It's one of the inequities of the American legal system that if you have a civil case in a state like California where the courts are so backed up, you can't have your case heard for 5 years. You have to wait in line. And so that always works in favor of the bad guy, you know. Now, Warner Brothers is abusing me by continuing to release these albums. They haven't paid me for this stuff. And they expose themselves in a peculiar way because of the federal copyright laws by releasing the stuff with no copyright information mm-hmm. and no licenses to actually use the things, you know. But so, they figure, oh, you know, Zappa, what'll he do? You know, he's from the 60s and stuff. I mean, who cares about him? So blow it out. Just stick the stuff out. And, you know, we here at Warner Brothers will make all this money, and he can just go blow, you know. I happen to take a different approach to it. I say, I will see you all in court, but I won't see him there for another 3 to 5 years.
For another 3 to 5 years. And in the meantime, they keep all that money.
That's right. They haven't paid me any royalties.
And all that interest, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that accumulates, too. Can you get all that interest back? Can you get all that stuff?
Well, that's part of the damages that are claimed in the suit. You know, not only are there literal damages for the entire accounting of, you know, what they've earned on the records, but
right.
there should be punitive damages, too, for the fact that they would subject any artist to this. And I figure if they'll do it to me, they'll do it to anybody, you know.
How does that affect you? Like, I mean, can you compartmentalize that in your mind when you're going through all the civil kind of crap? Can you just take that and just put it off and say, okay, well, it's time to write now or time to go in the studio?
Well, it's a little difficult. It has affected my work quite a bit. And if I was bitter before, I'm a lot bitter, more bitter now, because not only does it aggravate a person to have to confront a major corporation with billions of dollars of resources all pitted against you,
mm-hmm.
but it makes you mad when you have to scrape all your money together and hire your own lawyers to go chase them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I go out and play my concerts, and whatever I make from singing Dynamo Hum at the end of the show, I'm turning over to a bunch of guys in Hollywood who are lawyers. You know?
Kind of a frustrating experience.
Yeah, well, it's a very annoying. Try it sometime.
No, thank you. Okay, another question. Somebody wanted to know, where are some of the old mothers, like Jimmy Carl Black and...
Jimmy Carl Black is living in El Paso.
In El Paso. What about Motorhead Sherwood?
He lives in Los Angeles and works at a boat repair place.
In the true tradition of the mothers. Don Preston, what happened to him?
He plays keyboards with Leo Sayer's touring band.
Uh-huh. And Jeff Simons?
Jeff Simmons is probably living with his parents in Seattle.
Boy, they do come and they go, huh?
They come, they go.
Yeah. Okay, how come Terry Bozzio?
Bozzio?
Bozzio doesn't tour.
He does tour, but he's not touring with me anymore.
He's not touring with you?
No, he's not in the band anymore. We have a new drummer.
Uh-huh. Is there anything else on this tape we can play from the concert? I mean, there was a lot of people that wanted to go that couldn't get tickets.
Yeah, why don't you play a record, and then we'll spot another place on the tape and play it for them.
You want to play Disc Jockey tonight?
Well, actually, what I really want to do is go get something to eat, because I'm starving to death. I can't eat before I play, and I have to wait until after the show, but
okay.
I figured it was my duty.
All right.
Come down here.
Well, let's play a few more things off this. We'll play a record first, and then we'll get a couple things off the live concert, and then we'll let you go get something to eat. Okay. 104 WBCN, we're talking with Frank Zappa tonight, who played at the North Shore Coliseum in a rowdy concert out there. Had a lot of fun, and Frank brought down a cassette of the concert. What is this we're going to listen to?
The name of the song is, City of Tiny Lights, and the lead vocal is Denny Wally. And so he plays the first slide solo in it, and then I play a solo after that.
All right, let's check it out.
Okay.
City of tiny lights. Well, don't you wanna go? Hear the tiny auto horn. When the tiny blow, tiny lightning in the storm. City of tiny lights. Well, maybe you should know that it's over there in the town of dirt somewhere.
You can see it anytime when you get the streets from your bombers and your wine. You're so big, it's so tiny. Every cloud is silver liney. The great escape for all of you.
Oh,
in the storm.
To hear the rest of that until the new album comes out. That's going to be on your next album?
Yeah, that song is. Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
City of Tiny Lights.
And who did the first guitar break again?
The first guitar break was Denny Wally.
Denny Wally.
The guy who's singing lead on it.
That was incredible. Well, Frank, thank you for coming by. I know you're real tired. You want to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to give me something to eat.
Find a place where there's some lox and bagels at 1 o'clock in the morning. Good luck with the music, with the lawsuit, and with your next album. When can we expect that?
That'll be out in January, and the name of it is Martian Love Secrets.
Martian Love Secrets.
That's right.
More songs for the back seat of your car, huh?
Okay, let me out of here.
All right. Thank you very much for coming by.
I'm going to play these people some real rock and roll, would you?
Sell with a rubber hose. Stuff it in your mouth and down your throat, up your nose or in your hangnail hole. I don't care where it goes, and it don't matter if you're straight or gay. You should fuck yourself anyway. Now, you don't have to listen to a word I say, but if I know you, you'll be humping away. Fuck yourself in your neighbor's nose. If you can't use that, use a 10-foot pole. Stick it up your ass and go for a stroll. Everyone will know you've entered the show. If you can't take it, eat my stool. Masturbate with some crazy glue. I don't care what you do. Fuck yourself with a garden tool. Fuck yourself with politics. Man, they're so full of fucking shit. You know we've been lied to ever since we were born. It's amazing that we've been getting fucked that long. Fuck yourself with the World Wide Web. Man, you could ride that sucker right from your bed. You may even meet a Tom, Dick, Jane, or a Billy. Then grab onto your modem and fuck yourself silly. Fuck yourself with your heart and soul. Give it everything you got. Hey, I'm talking to yo. If you can't even fuck yourself, how you gonna fuck someone else? Fuck yourself with my microphone. I'll give it to you later when we're all alone. We can turn it up loud and see if you come. Don't get your jizz on my microphone. Fuck yourself with organized religion. Now there is some seriously sinning business. If the Lord sees their pathetic crimes, he'll be fucking them till the end of time. And can somebody explain to me this racism crap? I know it isn't white, but it isn't black. And for those of you who can only see things your way, well, you could suck my dick and take all day. Buckle your nose with a pound of a blow. Watch your money get up and go. But when you burn your brain and you say, I don't know, I hate to tell you, but I told you so. Fuck yourself with your grunge rock noise. Stuff those albums in your groin. They come down on me because I know how to play. Hey, fuck you. Yourself with a copy of Rolling Stone, or are they too holy for your holiest of holes? Now those people.
people think they're holier than Moses. But aren't they just a bunch of fucking posers?
Fuck yourself with your mother's jewelry. Hey,
I won't tell, I ain't a stoolie. If your pound's hard enough, you'll cough up a ruby. Your blood will be rich, and so will your duty. Fucking yourself with the latest fashion. Your spikes and your hair and those cute little buttons. And if you happen to have some leather and lace, fuck yourself till you're blue in the face. Fuck yourself with your income tax. They're fucking you, and that's a fact. Before you know it, your money's all spent, and you've just been fucked by the government. Fuck yourself with your lawyer friend. Well, you're the only one that's gonna get fucked in the end. I have been so fucked by legal bills that my asshole is the size of Beverly Hills. Fuck yourself with your full-length sweater, with your minks and your diamonds, with your Irish setter, your cash and your trash and your sinks and your drinks. Just fuck yourself so you can't even think. Those of you who enjoy this song, well, thank you, I love you, let's get it on. But for those of you who are totally outraged, fuck yourself with your face.
registered mail. You're gonna have to sign for this, buddy. Come on out of there, you little sumbitch. I know you in there.
Oh, no.